important is labor support going to be to your reelection campaign?
You know, I'm proud of the fact that I'm fighting every day for hard-working Iowa families. I'm going to continue to do what I can as governor to support them, and proud to get as much possible support as possible in my reelection.
Is Iowa going to eliminate its right-to-work law under your administration?
I don't believe we're going to do that. I mean, it's there's a lot of exciting things on the table at the State House. It's unclear now in terms of what particular steps we might take to help hardworking families, but I know that the Democratic Party is interested in fighting for those families and making some progress in terms of helping those families out, especially during these tough economic times.
Republicans have criticized this as something that is harmful to small companies, many of which aren't unionized because they're small, and they also say it will add significantly to the cost of public projects.
They're just not being accurate. I mean, you know, this elections are about a choice. Governing is about choices every day. I'm choosing to stand up and fight for hardworking Iowans, and disappointed to hear that for whatever political reason, other people aren't on board. I mean, you had people that were actually against the minimum wage, against expanding the earned income tax credit. So, and often a lot of political rhetoric is used to mislead and misguide people. This is a very common sense step to ensure that these projects are done on time, that good wages are paid, and that the projects are done right.
If this is a good deal for the state, why make it optional? Why is it just something that they may consider?
No, we're going as far as we can in terms of my executive authority, and this has not been done before. This is a big step, and we're sending a clear message about how much we value these hardworking families, and you know, I'm using the power of the executive branch to go as far as I possibly can on this.
So is it your expectation then that most agencies will be using PLAs most of the time?
Well, yes, especially when the rules permit them. There are certain projects that will not be covered.
Under what kind of circumstances?
Well, there's a certain a threshold in terms of the amount of the overall project.
Okay.
Governor, what do you say to those who just say that this executive order is political payback in your reelection?
Again, that's not the case. We're moving forward on hundreds and hundreds of very important infrastructure projects, whether it's related to the flood recovery or the Iowa Jobs and Infrastructure Initiative. We've never had this kind of economic development. We've never had this many projects on the board at the same time, and so it's important that we pay good wages for these projects, and again, it's not only about good wages, it's about making sure these projects are done on time with skilled laborers that are qualified to do these jobs, and at the end of the day, it's probably going to save money because they will be done right the first time instead of coming back time and time again, as is too often the case, to fix inefficiencies with a project. That's what we're trying to avoid.
Since this hasn't been in place, has the state contractors here in the state been undercut by out-of-state workers on IJOBS projects, for example? Are you worried that that's happening?
Well, we've taken care of a lot of that with our contractor registration law. So we've really taken a big step there, which is something I'm proud of, to really hold all contractors, whether they're from in the state or out of state, responsible. Most of them play by the rules. Most of them pay good wages. But we have some bad actors that don't. And whether it's the step we took legislatively on contractor reform or today's executive order, we're just doing more to protect those hardworking families.
Does this reduce the need for a prevailing wage law?
No. I still believe we need to push forward on prevailing wage. Again, it's very similar to the minimum wage. We're just talking about paying a carpenter, a pipe fitter, a couple more dollars an hour at a time when, again, families need more income. They need to work. They need to have good wages, and that's what prevailing wage will do.
I'm sorry you guys are going to pull them out.
Thank you all.